We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, and we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Derek and Cody, back for another one, guys. Guys, we have some news here, some potentially major news for the Indianapolis Colts. So a report came out earlier today, Derek, about a potential player for the Indianapolis Colts who the Colts have significant interest in. This was first reported by Tyler Dragon of USA Today, later confirmed by different people. You know, Destin Adams talked about the Colts' interest, and also Stephen Holder confirmed the Indianapolis Colts have significant interest in Chiefs cornerback L'Jarius Sneed. Obviously, Derek, he was tagged, and the Colts have some interest in him and potentially, you know, sending some draft compensation to Kansas City's way to acquire his talents. And then, of course, the Colts would have to extend him. So, Derek, obviously, when you just talk about, first off, L'Jarius Sneed, the player and his fit with Indianapolis, I mean, I think, Derek, we could all say out of pretty much all of the free agents that were set to become available, L'Jarius Sneed was one of the top options. Definitely the top option, him and Jalen Johnson in terms of corners. But what are your immediate thoughts to just L'Jarius Sneed, the player, and his fit potentially with Indianapolis?
Dude, I mean, this is definitely very insane when you talk about what the kind of player you have in L'Jarius Sneed. I mean, this is a guy that just this last year was blossoming into the scene. I mean, this is a guy that 100% was a monster last year, one of the best corners in the entire NFL last year. If I'm not mistaken, I think he might have been top five, Cody, in overall coverage grade last year among all corners. So this guy was locked down when he played for Kansas City last year. This is a guy that has had, in the last 3 years, has been Mr. Reliable. He hasn't missed more than two games in a season since. He's had a couple of really nice tackling seasons, has had at least two interceptions every single year of his career. So, I mean, this is a guy that is producing at a great level. He just turned 27. So, I mean, the likelihood of this guy being available even for trade is absolutely insane because, I mean, he is just a phenomenal player. It'll be interesting to see what Indianapolis would be willing to give up, which we're going to talk about here in a second. But, I mean, this is a really great player that apparently the Colts have had eyes on for a very long time. And if this guy is available for trade and Indy can make that happen, this would be an elevated move for this Colts defense. Immediately your defense gets better, way better, by making this move. So if I'm the Colts, I'm trying really hard to get this guy.
Yeah, and you mentioned it already. You know, the Colts have had their eyes on L'Jarius Sneed for a while now. they were obviously hoping that he would be able to hit free agency. And according to Dustin Adams, one of his sources with inside the Colts organization said if he hit free agency, he would have been our top priority at corner and a free agent altogether to pursue. And so the fact that he's still available, Derek, although it will, you know, cost you some draft compensation, and the fact the Colts are still interested, should definitely speak to just how they view L'Jarius Sneed as a player, how good of a player he is. And I mean, you talk about it, Derek, he's 27 years old, you know, one of the best zone coverage corners in the NFL, which obviously we know the Colts like to run a lot of zone. And so, you know, you find an instant impact guy, and Derek, you don't have to worry about corner for a long, long time with L'Jarius Sneed, you know, covering one side of the field. And just think about, you know, how much that just, like you said, helps your defense overall, that for one half of the field, Derek, you don't have to worry about it because L'Jarius Sneed has it on lockdown. I think that's definitely a really, really great thing if you're the Indianapolis Colts, because we know, Derek, how much the youth and inexperience really hindered this team, you know, in the secondary especially. And so getting L'Jarius Sneed, who still is young, fits your timeline. You know, if you extend him for 3-4 years, you know, you'll still have him right there in his prime, coming off a great season with the Kansas City Chiefs where he was absolutely locked down. I think that would make a whole lot of sense for the Indianapolis Colts. And then, boom, Derek, you know, depending what happens, and I know we'll get into draft compensation later, but there you go. You found your cornerback number one, and you can address other things in, you know, potentially in free agency, depending how much you would cost. I don't know how much you'd have left to make another move, but you might have some. I don't really know what that would look like, but you could have, you know, some more options in free agency. And then in the draft, you know, you could really, Derek, depending what you do in free agency, you could go like a ton of offense in this draft. You could go get some wide receivers, just go get some weapons for Anthony Richardson, or even go get a pass rusher, you know, in pick number 15. And so it gives you a lot of flexibility if you're able to go get a guy like L'Jarius Sneed, because you're like, okay, you know, we invested in heavily in corner last year. We already like our cornerback room. Now we have our number one lockdown corner. And we also have Juju Brents, who we really liked, and he played extremely well when he was healthy. And Derek, I think this would honestly, L'Jarius Sneed, and correct me if you disagree with this, I think the Colts and L'Jarius Sneed, if this move happened, this would be the best corner the Colts have had since prime Vontae Davis. I really do believe that. He is that good of a player.
Better. I mean,
the one year
I don't even I would even put Vontae Davis on the same level, honestly.
The one year he had, Derek, he was elite. Vontae Davis was elite 1 year. But this is a multiple-year thing, you would hope, with L'Jarius Sneed, that he would continue to be an elite player. But I'm talking prime Vontae Davis when he was shutting guys down. That's the kind of vibes that I would be getting from L'Jarius Sneed here. And, you know, he's right in the size you're looking for. He's 6'1". He was a bigger type corner. He can play some slot. He can play some outside. He can do a little bit of everything. And so I think, Derek, this would just be such a, you know,
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Section of talent in that cornerback room, and it would just give you so much more confidence in that secondary that really struggled with inconsistencies, you know, at really corner and safety. And so let's move in, though, to the compensation really quick. And I know, Derek, you know, there's been different thoughts. I guess my thought is, you know, with the, you know, you, if you did trade for L'Jarius Sneed, you'd most likely have to extend him. You know, does that allow Indianapolis to be able to give away less than their first round pick? I would certainly hope so. And it seems like pretty plausible. Kind of everybody that I've seen, you know, that I trust has kind of said, throw out their second or third round pick and maybe another later round pick and get L'Jarius Sneed on this roster. I personally think you could, Derek, just because of where Kansas City is right now and the fact that they can't extend him. You know, I do think that Indianapolis could get him for less than a first round pick, which obviously would be huge. You'd love to keep pick 15. And then also, you know, Derek, if you did and you decide, okay, we want to trade down, who knows? You could acquire maybe, you know, another couple picks there and you can kind of recoup a little bit from what you would lose in the L'Jarius Sneed trade. So, what are your thoughts on some of the compensation, though, that potentially it could take to get a guy like L'Jarius Sneed here in Indianapolis?
Yeah, so I've seen the draft capital situation kind of be like all over the place, Cody. And for me specifically, I would be like, shoot, a 27-year-old corner that's easily one of the best corners in all of the NFL. I'm surprised that some of the draft capital is not higher. Like, honestly, I mean, a lot of people are saying, like, the number one thing that you could try to do is get a second rounder for him. I've heard some people say that, you know, if you just give them a multitude of second day and third day draft picks, then they'll take that. I don't really know. It's kind of strange. Just I would have imagined that it would have been just so much more for L'Jarius Sneed, but I've been seeing it. It's not as high as you would think it is. I think it's very plausible that Indianapolis could keep their 15th overall pick. I think that they'd have to give up their second and maybe an additional pick in order to get it done. I mean, if you have to give up your second round pick and, you know, maybe a third rounder next year or something to go with it, and maybe a fourth rounder next year, I don't even care. But like, I think that there are plenty of opportunities here. Even I would have said, even if you're going to give it up for the 15th overall pick, so what? Like, we were already talking about getting a corner with that first pick in the draft anyway. Like, what are we concerned about? Sure, he's a little bit older. He's 27 years old. But you know the guy is going to be around for a little while. And at the end of the day, you know he's a proven, really good corner versus all the rest of these guys. Sure, they might be younger, but who knows if any of them is going to become the level of a L'Jarius Sneed. Who actually knows? So, I mean, if they had to give up 15 for it, I wouldn't even be mad. So, but obviously you want to try to keep that number 15 as much as possible. As far as overall compensation goes, it's probably going to end up being in that $20 to $21 million range because the franchise tag is set at $19 million right now for the corners. So that doesn't surprise me. That's going to be a situation where Indy's going to have to pay big bucks. And honestly, that's what concerns me more about anything. I don't even give a crap about the draft capital. You got plenty of opportunities for that. It's just the money thing that's the other issue. Because you're already talking about trying to pay Michael Pittman. You're paying him $22 million. And if you have to pay L'Jarius Sneed another $20 million, then that is about almost six. That's pretty much 60% of your cap right there for two players. So then you got to start bargaining with the rest of this stuff and how you're going to focus on it going forward. So it definitely would be a very interesting scenario for them. Like I said, the contract concerns me more than the draft capital you'd have to give up.
Yeah, and that's why I wonder if that's part of the reasoning into why you could get, you know, less than a first-round pick in terms of what you'd give up to acquire L'Jarius Sneed. That could potentially factor in as well. But, I mean, Derek, though, you talk about, you know, if you pay both those guys that amount of money, you know, are you able to re-sign some of your other guys? You know, are you able to re-sign Kenny Moore? Are you able to re-sign Julian Blackman, Grover Stewart, some of these other guys? And, again, you know, I feel like the Colts, if they do decide to go aggressive, I mean, every team, Derek, can manipulate the cap. You know, the Colts can do things like restructure a few guys if they absolutely need to, or, you know, release like a Mo Ali Cox and save you like $6 million, or even like restructure his contract to save a few million, you know, whatever it would be. I do feel like I'm not that concerned. It's like, as long as you get these guys on the roster, the Colts can figure it out. They can figure out how to manipulate the cap to where they want to be. Because, I mean, look, next year, who are you paying next year? I mean, like, big bucks. You're not paying anybody, really, in your 2021 draft class. Like, I mean, I guess probably the biggest guy, depending on how he do this year, would might be a guy like Dayo Odangbo, right? But that would be about it. There's really not a ton of guys that you're like, okay, you know, we are, you know, having to extend him. He's going to be a top premium guy at his position. And so I look at that and I say, hey, you know what? Like, next year, maybe you're a little bit more quieter on the free agency front or whatever. You know, if you kind of manipulate the cap this year, you know, you push some of those contracts, you know, to 2025, 2026. That would make some sense to me if the Colts did that. And they're like, this year, we're all in on what we're going to do. And so that would make sense to me. And so I guess I'm not as concerned about that, because there's always ways. Teams are always finding ways to do it. And I do feel like there are some, especially like at the safety market, you know, we talked about like Xavier McKinney and some of these other guys, you know, the safety market's so saturated, Derek, that I truly believe you can get a good safety for a very reasonable deal. And so that's definitely a good thing as well. And so if you add L'Jarius Sneed and one of these other, you know, pretty good, you know, free safeties, I mean, boom, you solve your secondary problem right there, Derek, in two moves. And so, but when it comes to L'Jarius Sneed, I guess the big thing is, you know, draft capital, and then obviously the contract and extension and stuff like that, which the Colts will obviously figure out. But as a player alone in the fit with Indianapolis, I mean, it couldn't be a better fit for what the Colts want to do defensively. And you do wonder, with, you know, consistent and elite cornerback play, how much does that help things like your pass rush? You know, how much does that help other parts of your defense? If you can have a corner that can shut down half of the field, like, I do believe that could really, really help in a lot of different ways. But guys, let us know your thoughts here on L'Jarius Sneed, the rumors that the Colts are interested in him and his services. In your opinion, what would it take for the Colts to acquire a player like Sneed's caliber? And also, what would you be willing to pay him if the Colts did acquire him and had to extend him? Let us know all those things in the comments down below. But guys, that'll do it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.